previously on Heroes.
Tell me where I can find the virus so I can stop it.
Prima Tech Paper. Texas.
I was there when your father first brought you in, and then they started the testing.
My father would never let that happen.
We need to be heroes, like Dad.
Being a hero is what got your father killed.
You're gonna help me get back my dad's medal.
As long as you stay out of the way. Anything crazy happens, I need you to stay.
I'm taking my sister.
Silas stabs Alejandro.
Gabriel!
Hey, I just want to help you.
You have done that, and so much more.
Why am I not dead?
You would have been, if not for an infusion of your daughter's blood. Your recovery has proven this blood has tremendous regenerative properties.
Kidnapped me and murdered my father. I'll show everyone exactly what I can do. Once the secret's out, you won't be able to touch me or my family.
Hero says, Adam wants to release this virus. I must avenge my father's death.
I found the cure, Nikki. I'll bring it to you on the next flight.
Have I on my hinder?
Silent.
I convinced the babysitter to take the night off.
Mohinder Suresh, Brooklyn. He walks up to his apartment, checking his box containing the files of blood. He goes in. He looks around and sees Sila.
Welcome home, Dr. Suresh. What happened to your nose?
Where's Molly?
Asleep? Keep your voice down. We don't want to wake her.
What is it you want?
Sila stands up and faces him while Mohinder backs away.
Breakfast.
Hope you don't mind. Maya
cooked. She makes the most amazing chilaquiles.
It's such an honor to meet you.
He's the one that should be honored. Maya came all the way from South America just to be here, Mohinder. Really? Why's that?
I read your father's book. He has so many answers, but I have so many more questions.
Sit. Eat. I'm starving.
When Gabriel told me you two knew each other, I knew fate brought us together.
Gabriel? You mean Silo, don't you? You do know this man's a killer.
Yes. He told me.
You did?
And I am ashamed to admit that I have taken lives as well. I have this sickness that comes out of me, it poisons everyone around. I need your help, Dr. Suresh.
So that's what this is about.
We both need your help.
Why is that?
I was reading about your lab work on the laptop, the Shanti virus. Does it really take away a person's abilities?
It also has the unfortunate side effect of killing the person infected.
Is that why your powers are gone? That you have this virus?
Mohinder looks at her and then back at Sila. He grabs a knife and goes for Sila, but he points his gun in response. Mohinder drops the knife.
Gabriel? What are you doing?
Maya, I need you to stay calm. Apparently, Mohinder, your blood is the answer to my ills.
No, no, not always. Trust me, there are many different strains of the virus and...
But when you mix it with a certain cheerleader's blood, it changes, doesn't it? And it heals anything, isn't that right, Doctor?
You lied to me?
Mohinder looks from Sila to Maya.
I don't know what he told you, but he is not my friend. He's a monster.
Maya? Do not spoil this.
My brother was right enough to trust you.
Do you really want to kill Dr. Suresh, the one man who can save you?
Folly!
And she dies. A sweet, innocent little girl.
All their eyes have turned black.
Stop it, Maya! Now!
The black tear on Molly's cheek disappears as Maya struggles to regain control. Mohinder rushes over to Molly and hugs her tightly. Sila points the gun at Maya.
All right. I'll help you, but not here. I need to get to my lab.
Lead the way. Doctor.
Chapter 11. Powerless. Nathan Mattinangela, Manhattan.
I suppose I have you to thank for my early release from jail.
You didn't kill anyone, Mom.
But Adam Monroe did. Again. Victoria Pratt is dead.
I found her body at her place in Maine. Adam signed it with one of these.
The blood-streaked photo.
Where's Adam going next?
How long are we going to suffer for your sins? For your generation's deeds?
Adam wanted revenge on those of us who betrayed him. It's done now. Let it go, Nathan. It's over.
Peter's alive. Mom.
And he's working with Adam. They both killed Victoria Pratt. Their fingerprints are all over the murder scene.
Distraught, she looks at Nathan. And then, as he looks away, she walks towards the window, unable to face either of them.
It all went so wrong. 30 years ago, a group of us came together to change the world, to fix it. And Adam had a perspective on history that was compelling, and we believed in him. I did. Lindemann, your father.
Bob said you locked him away.
No. Not at first. In the beginning, I helped him.
You what?
And in the end, Adam decided that the world just wasn't worth fixing and that it needed to be wiped clean with an unstoppable virus. And just before it was too late, I came to realize how wrong it was.
Did you? You and Lindemann wanted to blow up New York to save the world. Doesn't sound to me like you've changed much at all, Ma.
She turns and faces them.
Only someone with Peter's abilities could get to where the virus is stored. That's why Adam chose him.
Where would that be, Mrs. Petrelli?
Odessa, Texas. Primatech.
Nathan looks at Matt, who nods, and then he turns back to his mother. He shakes his head, then just as he's about to leave, she grabs his arm.
Adam will never quit. One bullet right through his head. It's the only way.
If you can't stop Peter, you'll have to kill him.
If you can't stop Peter, you'll have to kill him too. Right through the head.
Matt stares at her before walking out. Primatech Paper, Odessa, Texas.
It doesn't look like the sort of place where they'd store a virus that could destroy the world.
Paper company's just a front. The good stuff's three floors down.
Laboratories, jail cells, and...
Suddenly, everything and everyone stops except Peter. He looks around, confused and scared. Then he sees Hero.
Hero?
Peter Petrelli?
What are you doing here?
Adam Monroe killed my father, and for that, he must pay.
No!
Peter summons up a ball of electricity.
Can't let you hurt him.
Hero charges, disappears, then reappears by Adam.
Why are you protecting him?
Adam is my friend.
He was my friend too, 400 years ago. He betrayed me. He will betray you.
No! He saved my brother's life. He murdered my father. Your father had him locked away for 30 years. I know. I was in that same prison.
Hero disappears. Peter looks around anxiously, trying to find him. Then Hero materializes behind him, holding the sword to his throat.
Hero, I went into the future. There's a virus. It kills almost everyone. And it starts here, today. Adam and I are going to stop it.
He electrocutes him, and Hero falls to the floor.
Hero? He froze time. Said he knew you.
We were friends once. A very long time ago.
He tried to kill you. Said I shouldn't trust you.
And what did you think about that?
Let's go destroy the virus.
Right.
He picks up the sword.
Believe this is mine, Carp.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Claire and Sandra Bennett, Costa Verde, California.
Dad left records of pretty much everything he did for the company.
You are really going through with this?
They killed Dad. They're never going to leave us alone.
You do realize what'll happen to us if you tell everyone what you can do?
Yes. No more running, no more hiding, no more secrets.
Your father couldn't take down this company, Claire. What makes you think you can?
I don't know if you can understand it. They only target people with abilities. People like me.
You are still my daughter, Claire. I dream about you going to college, getting married someday. What if they take you from me? Use you in some lab experiment?
Claire looks at her sadly.
I love you, Mom. But I can't live in fear of some big what if.
Sandra cries and shakes her head. Ellen Bob, company facility, Hartsdale, New York.
Do you realize how much damage you've done by provoking Claire?
I couldn't help it. She was just so weepy and earnest, and who knew she'd turn whistleblower?
It's totally unprofessional, not to mention petty. And Claire is not even in your league!
She isn't working with a gunshot wound.
You and I both know you have performed well below what you can do. You're benched. No more field assignments.
How's about if I said I was sorry?
When I think about all the hard work I put into raising you.
Daddy.
Mr. Bennett sitting on an iron-framed bed in a grey-bricked room with three long, narrow slots to let in light. He's throwing a ball against the wall as Elle stands in the doorway, watching him nervously.
You said you knew all about my ability. Tell me what my dad did to me.
I'm stuck in this hellhole. My family thinks I'm dead. There's not a lot of incentive to share.
She summons up a ball of electricity.
I could make you tell me.
You could try.
The electricity fades, and she looks at him with tears in her eyes.
Please. I don't have anyone else to talk to.
They wanted to see how much wattage you could discharge. Enough to power a flashlight, street lamp, an entire city block. During testing, you'd pass out from the strain. We don't want to call it a day, but Daddy said, no, my girl's tougher than that. You're 7. You know, the hardest thing a parent ever does is to have to see their child in pain. Most parents.
Elle, what are you doing here?
She looks at Bob and then back at Mr. Bennett.
Leaving.
She casts a glance back at Mr. Bennett as she heads out of the door.
Noah, we have a problem.
I'm not part of your we. Do you remember?
This is about Claire. She's becoming difficult.
Is she?
I need to know if she could possibly have any hard evidence which could leave this company exposed.
Mr. Bennett smiles and goes back to bouncing his ball. Bob steps up to him.
That's unfortunate, because now we're going to have to take measures to keep your daughter quiet.
Mr. Bennett watches him leave. Nikki and Micah Sanders, New Orleans.
Mom! Micah! Where have you been? I've been looking everywhere for you.
Monica tried to get my stuff back that was stolen. Dad's met on my comics.
I told you to let the police handle it.
She got caught.
Calling the police.
You can call them after we find her. She was taken in a red van. We have to rescue her. With your super strength.
Micah, stop. I don't have my strength anymore.
What?
The virus, it has side effects. But it's okay. I got a call from Dr. Suresh. He maybe found a cure. He's on his way here to make me better.
I hope so. But right now, Monica needs my help. So all you have to do is drive.
In a dim, bare corridor, men are flung against the walls, just as Peter and Adam come striding around the corner.
Warning. Security breach. Unauthorized personnel in the area.
They floor all their attackers, then stride on.
Warning. Lead us up to the left. Oh, please. It's been 30 years.
Warning. Security breach. Unauthorized personnel.
Take care of that, will you?
Peter blows up a box on the wall to silence the announcements. They come to a heavily bolted and secured door with a number of levers.
So what do we do now?
I guess you'll have to pry it open with that brain of yours.
I'm not sure I have that sort of power.
There's not much at stake here. Just the fate of the entire human race.
Did you kill Hiro's father?
I did. He saw to it that the virus be safely kept here. If he didn't plan to use it, why not destroy it?
Why don't you make me believe you, Adam? Hiro said not to trust you.
The woman you love is trapped in some horrible future where nearly everyone's dead. You can change that. She needs you, Peter. We all need you to open that door.
They stare at each other. Then Adam walks away, leaving Peter to it. Peter stands in front of the door and holds out his arm. Focusing all his mental strength, he shakes as he struggles to open the door. Mohinder enters a security code. Sila, Maya, and Molly are with him.
Nothing like you said you were. Alejandro was right about you all along.
You want to get rid of your powers, I want mine back. After Suresh fixes me, I'll gladly take yours off your hands. There's a bed over there. Stay put, stay calm, and remember.
Mohinder.
It'll be okay, Molly, I promise.
So this is your laboratory, huh? I killed that artist, Isaac Mendez, right on this very spot.
Molly and Maya sit on the bed and watch the men.
You have to take a sample of your blood.
Why?
You self-diagnosed. I need to know what strain of the virus you have. Or if you even have it at all.
Just give me the remedy.
Doesn't work like that. One dosage will kill you.
Mohinder holds up a tape to use as a tourniquet, staring at Sila, who glares back as he takes off his jacket and rolls up a sleeve.
Your father helped me find my gift. Now here you are restoring it. Life has its poetry, doesn't it?
My father, you murdered.
Your father who betrayed me. Don't make that same mistake, Mohinder.
Ouch!
Mohinder jabs a needle into Sila's arm and adds a file to collect the blood. He surreptitiously looks at a blinking red light high on the wall. Elle tentatively opens a heavy wooden door and steps into a dark bookcase-lined office. She sees a box file with her name on and takes it from a shelf, only to find that it's empty. Next, she logs onto the computer, typing in a password. Having logged on as Midas, a number of CCTV camera views and a security alert.
Huh. Does Suresh know you have him on video surveillance?
She concentrates as she zooms in to get a closer look.
Silent. Oh, Daddy, you're gonna be so proud of me.
A cheesy photo of Bob standing in a river holding a large fish. Monica Dawson, New Orleans. She's tied up in a darkened room, and a man carries a large petrol can.
Where am I?
That doesn't matter. Both you and Ida are about to get country fried.
Please, let me go. I swear, I was only trying to help somebody.
You should have thought about that before you started messing up my business. So you thought you was gonna be a hero, huh? Well, you know what happens to heroes in the real world? They end up dead, just like you.
He empties the petrol can, and she struggles to reach her mobile. Micah's in the car with Nikki.
Turn left here.
Explain to me how that works.
Monica has a cell phone, and the battery emits a tiny GPS signal which I can use to triangulate her position. Basically, I told your cell phone to find her cell phone and show me where it is.
You told the phone?
Yeah. Don't slow down, the light'll change.
The traffic lights then change from red to green as they drive along.
Let me guess, you told it to?
Nathan flies to Primatech and lands with Matt on his back.
Whoa, slow down!
Okay. We don't talk about that ever again.
Agreed.
Look, before we go in, I need to know something. Is Peter as dangerous as he was in Kirby Plaza? You know, with the whole...
I haven't seen him since that night, but I trust him with my life, partner. Yeah.
Your mother told me that if I had to, that I should kill Peter.
Listening to my mother has never led to anything good. If Peter becomes a problem, I'll handle him.
Freeman!
They stare at Hero.
Who's this guy supposed to be?
Claire's at home amongst piles of boxes, taping up a carton as West appears at the door.
Look, good, you're here.
So these two boxes are done. They can go in the car.
I didn't come to help you, Claire. I came to stop you.
These people ruined my life. Your life.
No, they didn't. But what you're about to do, I'm pretty sure that will.
West, you're the one who said that we were special. That the rules didn't apply to us.
I think you misunderstood me.
If we show everyone what we can do, they'll listen to us.
I can't. I like my secrets. And I liked finding in you someone who I could share that with. But after you go public, it's all gone.
You saw what they did to my dad. This is the only way to beat them.
Exposing us isn't going to bring him back.
Fine. Here's your file. It's everything they have on you. Now there isn't an us for you to be worried about.
Claire, please don't do this.
She angrily thrusts the file into his hands, glares at him, and turns away tearfully. West walks out of the house. She turns around and sees him looking back at her from outside. Then, with a sad expression, he rises up and flies off.
You won't leave me, will you, Mr. Muggles?
Mr. Muggles scampers off towards the front door as it opens, and a man walks in. Claire turns around and drops her box in shock. It's Mr. Bennett.
Hello, Claire Bear.
Mohinder's office.
I wish Alejandro was here to help.
Who's that?
He's my brother. I sent him away. Gabriel said...
I can find him for you, even if he's far away. So you know he's safe.
You can? How?
I just know where people are. I need a picture or something to think about.
A photo from her pocket.
This is Alejandro. Here.
Maya hands Molly the photo of her and Alejandro. The little girl stares at the picture. She closes her eyes and screws up her face in concentration. Finally, she turns back to Maya.
He's not anywhere.
But if he's not anywhere...
Molly shakes her head sadly. Shocked, Maya stands up. Mohinder's looking through a microscope.
You have the same strain of the virus Nikki has. The company injected you as well.
Injected me? Someone did this to me?
You killed him? You killed my brother!
He shoots her. Maya falls to the floor, shot through the chest.
Now look what you made me do.
She lies in a pool of blood over Isaac's floor painting.
Where is the Heal Anything blood?
Please.
With Sila's gun pointed at him, Mohinder reaches into his bag and brings out the box containing the files.
You had it here all along? You and I have trust issues, Doctor. Give it to her first. Let me see you save her. Then if it works, I'll let you save me.
It was a lie? Another lie?
No, please. You have to understand, none of this was my decision.
But I saw you get shot. I saw it!
It was because of you. They injected me with your blood. Healed me.
They're open-mouthed in shock.
I don't get it.
And we're just supposed to pretend you weren't dead?
This is an impossible situation, and it's just getting worse. Claire, you have to stop.
Stop what?
Your plans to expose the company. It's unacceptable.
We destroy them. We get our lives back. You back.
No, if you push this, they will react.
React?
No, it's not going to come to that. I've made a deal that's going to keep you all alive.
What deal?
I have to go back with them. And you all will live normal lives. It's all I've ever wanted for you.
You can't. Please.
You were right, Claire, when you said it was all my fault.
No.
He looks at each of his family.
I never meant to hurt you.
Struggling to hold back the tears, he slowly walks out, touching Sandra's hand on the way. Bob is waiting outside.
It's done.
Back at Primatech, the heavily secured vault door rattles under pressure as Peter concentrates on opening it. Suddenly, the door begins to buckle and pieces of metal fly off. Peter's struggling so much that his nose is bleeding. Adam watches from behind as finally the door gives way. Peter wipes his nose and goes over to Adam.
Go. The virus.
I must stop you, Kensei.
Peter raises Hiro up and slams him into the wall. He falls down unconscious. Adam holsters his sword and steps towards the door of the vault.
It's going to keep at it, Peter. Unless you do something about it.
He walks in. In the corridor, Peter reaches out and uses his powers to raise Hiro up into the air. Matt appears.
Let Hiro go. Go after Adam. He's using you, Peter. Let Hiro go. Go after Adam. Go after Adam. He's evil.
I don't think so.
He wants to destroy the whole world.
You're wrong. Adam wouldn't do that.
He's going to release the virus.
He wants to destroy the virus.
Peter's powers knock Matt off his feet, and he slides along the floor.
Don't you understand? You're on the wrong side! What about me, Pete?
Nathan?
Am I on the wrong side, too?
Hiro comes too, and seeing Peter talking with Nathan, he looks to the vault door and materializes inside.
Kensei!
You are my friend, he says.
You are more than a friend to me. You are my inspiration. I was a rudderless drunkard, and then you came along and taught me to be a hero.
Only to have you become a villain. Adam points his sword at Hiro and says, I learned that from you. He holds the tube of virus behind his back.
I went to the company, I saw Adam's history. Who he is and what he wanted. Pete, he tried to release the virus.
Do you want to know how your burns got healed, Nathan? He gave you his blood. I was there. You should be grateful.
He used me.
Wars, famine, disease. 400 years later, nothing has changed.
God wasn't happy with what he created. He made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. He just washed it all away. But he had the right idea. Because when this virus is released, those of us who are left will be granted a second chance.
And I'll be their hero. He used me to get to you. Don't you see it? He tried to manipulate you like that.
Nathan,
Peter, that night at Kirby Plaza when I carried you away, it's because I believe in you. You're my brother, Pete. I love you.
Hiro says, you are not God.
Really? I've lived for over 400 years. Who's to say I'm not going to live 400 more?
I should have killed you long ago. And I should kill you now, for my father.
Can you really trust Adam?
They stare into each other's eyes. Then Peter looks back at the vault. He turns and runs, followed by Nathan. Hiro puts his hand on Adam's shoulder and makes them both disappear. Adam drops the virus tube before he goes. It slowly falls. Peter reaches the vault and sees it. He reaches out and stops it in midair. It hangs in the air, inches from the floor. Peter gently picks it up, looking relieved. Nathan and Matt arrive behind him.
Is that it?
Where'd these guys go?
They're gone.
A brain in a jar.
What is all this stuff?
I saw what this could do. I almost...
Peter, you're not responsible for something that might have happened. You came here to destroy the virus and finish the job.
Stand back.
Peter holds the glass tube in one hand and covers it with the other. He concentrates hard, and a bright light streams out from between his fingers, and his hands vibrate violently. Peter opens his hands with a small puff of smoke. A pile of green powder is left behind, and he frowns as he sees the kanji symbol in it for a second, before it trickles out of his palm.
What the hell's going on? Your mother, my father, God knows what else they've done. How much longer are we gonna have to clean up their mess?
You're right. You're right. We've been used by these people. Manipulated. But it's over. It stops here. No more secrets.
So what do you want to do?
We take this all public. We expose them for what they are, what they've done. That they're the enemy. I want to have a press conference. Matt, I need your help. Make sure everybody listens to me.
The red light from a CCTV camera flashes in the air vent behind Matt. Mohinder's injecting Maya's arm as Syla and Molly watch.
That's it, just a simple injection.
Mohinder places Maya's arm on her body, and they all watch as the bullet slowly pops out of the wound on her chest and the flesh heals. Syla takes the case containing the blood, just as Elle walks in.
I'm sure Maya will understand if I'm not here when she wakes up.
Syla!
She zaps and he shoots, shattering a glass partition.
Molly!
Syla blasts another window, then runs off. Elle gets up and sends two bolts his way. One gets him and he crashes through a glass door with the force. He gets to his feet and Elle chases him. Mohinder watches, shocked, then sees the case has been taken.
Blood. Oh, my God. Nikki.
Mom, we're almost there.
A red dot flashes on the map on his phone. Inside the building, Monica's trying to use her mobile as the man pours more liquid from the petrol can. He sees her.
Girl, what you doing? Give me that phone, huh?
Oh, I didn't call nobody, I swear. I didn't call anybody.
He lights Micah's magazine.
Look at that. Look at that. Look what you did,
no.
Huh? Huh?
No.
Huh? Who do you
don't
think you're messing
me.
With?
No. Don't leave me here! No. No, don't leave me here, please. Please, don't leave me here.
Stop. Right around here. The van! That's the guy who took Monica!
The van pulls away.
Hold on.
She speeds off towards the van and swerves in front of it, causing it to stop. She gets out of the car just as the man gets out of the van.
You crazy bitch! Where would you?
She kicks him and grabs his gun.
Where's Monica?
Go to hell!
Mom! The building! She's in there!
Micah, stay in the car and call 911!
She knocks the man unconscious and heads for the burning building.
Monica! Monica!
I'm here! Here!
Nikki dashes through the flames.
How did you find me?
Micah. Oh, well, thank you. You okay?
A flaming beam blocks their way.
Nikki!
Nikki wraps her hands, then holds up the beam for Monica to escape.
Go! Go right behind you!
Monica runs out, and the beam falls back down, trapping Nikki. She looks around and sees flames everywhere. Outside, Monica runs to Micah.
Monica! You're all right! Come on, run!
They're thrown to the floor. They cling to each other in terror. Ando's reading a comic when he sees Hiro sitting at his desk.
Hiro, doko itte tanda?
Where have you been? He asks. Hiro replies, I went to face my father's killer.
Isketa no?
Well, did you find him? Ando asks. Hiro nods. Did you kill him? Hiro replies, he can never hurt anyone ever again.
Let me out! God!
Adam is trapped in a coffin, buried underground in a cemetery. Handprints can be seen on the earth on top. Nearby, a funeral's taking place. Mohindra and Molly anxiously watch Maya.
I thought I was dead.
You very nearly were.
Siler's gone. My dad's gonna kill me.
I doubt that very much. If you hadn't arrived, Siler would have slaughtered us all. We owe you our lives.
Really? Cool.
Odessa Police Station, Texas. A horde of press photographers and cameramen are waiting inside.
Sure you're all right with this?
Yeah, I just keep thinking if I hadn't listened to Adam.
If I hadn't listened to Linderman, right? You tried to do the right thing. You always do. You trusted the people are as good as you are. But if you see yourself as a monster, Pete, this guilt is just going to eat you up inside. Believe me, I know.
Peter smiles.
What?
I just really missed you.
I missed you too.
They hug. Matt walks up to them.
Okay, I did it. They're ready for you. They'll definitely hear what you have to say.
Good afternoon. Most of you have no idea who I am. My name is Nathan Petrelli, and I was elected to Congress in the state of New York. It seems like a long time ago. I lost my position. I lost my brother. I lost my family. I'm sad to say that I've lost my way. But while I was gone, I've had the chance to see the world through newly humbled eyes, witnessed amazing things, seen ordinary people among us trying their best each day to be heroes. These ordinary people, like you, like me, are capable of extraordinary things. You have no idea how extraordinary.
The heroes and their powers.
But there are other people. Organizations who don't want you to know the truth.
The Haitian wipes memories.
I myself kept secrets.
Nathan smashes his reflection.
But last year, something incredible happened to me. And it changed my life. First, I was afraid. But I'm not afraid anymore. I'm here to tell you the truth.
He gathers his courage and looks to his brother.
I have the ability.
Chaos as he's shot twice in the chest. As he falls, Peter grabs him and holds him in his arms. As they lay on the floor, he cradles Nathan's head in his hand. Matt watches helplessly as Peter calls out Nathan's name. Matt looks beyond the jostling press crowd and sees a man in a dark suit walking calmly away. Angela's on her mobile as she watches TV.
Former New York Congressman-elect Nathan Petrelli was shot by an unknown assassin. Authorities...
I know. It was unavoidable. You do know that you've now opened Pandora's box.
She tearfully ends the call and continues staring at the television. End of Volume 2. Volume 3, Villains. Silas slumped on the ground in a deserted alley. He's injecting himself in the arm. He clenches his bloody fist and then pulls out the syringe. With his eyes closed, he rests his head back against the wall. His eyes suddenly open, and he looks at the cuts on his hands. They start to heal, and in amazement, he reaches up to feel the wounds on his face disappear. He sees a green can on the ground with a pile of rubbish. He concentrates and stretches out his hand. His hand shakes, and then the empty spinach can begins to wobble. The tin flies across the alley into his hand. He looks at the can.
I'm back.
To be continued.
Brilliant. And Sila's back with the rest of the heroes for a brand new series here on BBC Two in the autumn. And since we're already halfway through the summer, that's not so long, is it? Now, could you sum up Heroes Season 2 in under 3 minutes? Challenge yourself by logging on to bbc.co.uk/heroes. Next here on BBC Two, Catherine Tate, James Nesbitt and the Kooks on Graham Norton.